God of glory. Faith fair. Matthew chapter 17, verse 20. Matthew chapter 17, verse 20. The scripture says there, and Jesus said unto them, why you could not do miracles is because of unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove from hence, and it shall remove, and nothing, say nothing. I've warned you several times that it is unscriptural for a Christian to be pitied. We don't pity people here. There's no cause for it. Those who pity you can't help you. Daddy, it's true. Those who pity anybody lack means. If you have a challenge, instead of pity, I will take the challenge away. That's what Jesus does. He wasn't pitying people. They were crying that woman was, Lazarus was in the grave for 7 days. He didn't cry for the man. He wasn't sorry for that he died. He was sorry for their lack of faith. Bible says he got there, he gave thanks, and he changed the situation. Praise God. Number two, don't put yourself forward to be pitied. It's not kingdom-like. It's not what? Jesus was hanging on the cross and people were crying. He said, don't cry for me. I don't need help. You do. Say, I'm blessed. The revenue of God is far surpassing. All saints work together. Please, I want people here. If anybody comes here sneaking around, looking, telling you to give him money, there is a continuing order here. Don't do it. Refer them to the pastor. Praise God. We don't want anybody to creep into the church taking advantage of people. Praise God. No, give me money for boss. No. We have a department called Safe, Satisfied and Fulfill Everyone. I'm not saying we can't have relationship within one another, by which as brothers and sisters we relate. But it is not an official trend here to go from house to house. Give God a hand clap. Matthew chapter 17, verse 20. And Jesus said unto them, because of unbelief, for verily I say unto you, can you have this in NIV, my sister? If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, today we are looking at faith fair. Fare is the cost of conveyance. If you want to travel from here to the UK, there's no JBS. Joba Mije. That's why my sister could not come back in time until God stepped in. Praise God. No JBS. If your fare is not complete, you are not traveling. But God stepped in, slashed the heart. They can't tell her. They can't say she doesn't have money now, right? Because she paid the fare. Praise God. Give God a hand clap. Lighthouse. To move situation, there's an associated cost. Praise God. You say, for you to move this mountain, to say you should move from here to here, he said there is an associated cost. And that cost, he said, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, be moved. Jonah chapter 1 verse 3. Jonah chapter 1 verse 3. We are talking about faith fair. How much has your faith achieved in relocating saints? Peradventure, you didn't pay enough fare. We didn't come here by luck. We came here by faith. We were in church that glorious evening. You may not like hearing it, but I like saying it because we paid it. Praise God. You know, because you see, that encounter faintly gives you insight into how we have lived up to now. You are not living Edison. How many people remember we said that in church? God said you are not living Edison. And I told the church, God said we are not living Edison. And I called the realtor. Realtor, we are not living. He said, where are you going to get it? I said, well, if you want this business. Of course, she lost it. Because she was not expecting it would be in Edison. But people will find you as you have said so in Jesus' name. Amen. Jonah was to go from, he was running away from the Lord. But Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Tarshish. He went down to Joppa, where he found a ship bound for the port. After paying the fare, say, pay the fare. Yeah. Can I tell you a secret? Don't look for help, look for means. Lighthouse, what did I tell you? Yeah. If you have means, we'll help. You secure help and help others. I thank God for his mercy. We don't look for help here. We meet help. Give God the hand clap. Somebody came here and said, Pastor, what does the church need? By faith, not by arrogance. I'm telling you. Please roll up. By faith. Oh, look, my brother, I lost my job. My brother met me at Heathrow. And he knew I lost my job. So he had his jacket. When we got to immigration, where he can't follow me further, he flipped an envelope out. And he says, Sonia, this is for you. Pounds or not dollars. You know, it's like 1.5 or more. Yeah. And I said, what is in it? He said, it's money. I said, why? He said, because I know you lost your job. I said, no, it's not your burden. Praise God. Give God a hand clap. Has he given me money other times? For real. He's given me a lot of things. But at that instance, he was drawing it from pity, for which I have no need. Praise God. So it's not because it's church, but because it's faith, it's God. I didn't even look at what is inside it. You will find it so. Faith is not a confession. I told the earlier church, just don't go anywhere. We'll move into the church property without borrowing. Amen. Say by God. Yeah. If he brought us here, what brought us, he told me, Daddy, he said, what brought you here, you will need it to take you further. You are going to South Jersey, you stop at rest area, you burn your car. You don't know you are in a rest area. You burn the car. What brought you there is gone. How are you going to live there? Daddy, God warned me. Well, God help you. You know, I called, the day D had accident, Daddy. I called Uber, no Uber. Daddy, they said they couldn't, it was raining. They said, look, so I'm here. Come and help me. Come and be with me. Bah, 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 bah. I called Uber. Uber said, we are looking for a motor for you. For so long, he will return not available. After a while, he said, we can't get any car for you. I don't have lift. Thank you for... Daddy, until God stepped in, she was there for almost 1 hour or so. He said, what's happening? I said, I didn't... Even I called cab. Cab said they won't be available until after 1 hour. But you'll find God. Yay. Say, faith fair. So Bible says here, he paid the fare. After paying the fare, he went aboard and sailed for Tarshish. So fare is the cost of conveyance, the attached price to participate aboard. It is the cost of transmission. Luke chapter 17 verse 6. If you want something to move, what's the cost? Don't cry again, oh, because you don't beg a captor. Yeah. You see, don't waste your energy. Convert it to motion. Energy, conservation of energy. Energy cannot be created, that is, not destroyed. So when you are using your energy, the energy you should have used to move, you are using it to cry. Then when they say move, you say, Pastor, I can't move. Say, not me. My people, this God is good. He replied, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to a mulberry, King James said, you can say to a sycamore tree, if you have it, if you have the fear, you can say to the sycamore tree, that's the tree in King James, in the tree Zacchaeus climbed. And the nature of that dream, tree I understood is that it doesn't grow branches when at a short level. It grows branches at a very high level. So for him to have climbed it must have been very, very tedious and determined. That's why when Jesus got to the tree, Bible says he looked up because he saw the cost he exercised through his faith to get there. He said, come down. Today is salvation. So everybody is wondering, how did he take notice of him? Say he paid the fare. Praise God. Faith fair, therefore, is the necessary phase to move, transmit, or convey anything. Matthew 21. Praise God. Praise God. We had a challenge, as we often do. May you not hear everything I go through. Say amen. Because sometimes if you hear, you won't come back again. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. One day my wife and I, we prayed. We said, God, don't let any of our friends go through what we are going through. She's here. Even those who are not our friends. But by God, we survived. All of it. Not one. Say all of it. I only discuss God, though. We don't discuss problem. The other car totaled on Friday, right? Was it Friday or Thursday? On Tuesday. This Sienna is been in the garage since July 29th. We're just moving, and fire started coming out on the dashboard. Under the dashboard, I was on high speed. That we even managed to cross from. You know, I fly, you know what I'm saying? You know, I don't speed. No. You know, because I'm on internet. Praise God. Don't follow me, you know what I'm saying? God knows those who are on assignment. Daddy, we left church that day. We traveled 1.5 miles to South Jersey to go and for something. We are to leave there to come up to another place in some place between South Jersey and up Jersey here. We were driving so fast. I'm sorry, we're flying. As I was on this, firstly, I saw smoke coming under the dashboard cabin, Daddy. I can't imagine, you can't imagine that scenario. I had enough time. Because, I mean, what? There can't be smoke without. So what would I jumped from that last weight to the shoulder in less than 1 minute, by God. That one got collapsed on Thursday. They called us to come and pick this one on Friday. Say, by God. Oh, hallelujah! No sorry story. We try. No sorry, oh. Praise God. Exactly 2 months. Since July 29th, we got the car back. They finished it. They say it's not. Anyway, don't go there. Let's go on. I'm just telling you this so that we know we triumph by faith. Bible says here, if you say to the mountain, go throw yourself into the mountain. It didn't say you push it all. You pay the cost, you pay the faith fare to have it relocated. Listen to this. Faith is the currency of God's kingdom. Lights out. You can't say you have faith and you won't have proof. James chapter 2 verse 18. You can't say you have faith and you won't have proofs. That would be fake. James chapter 2 verse 18. He said, but someone will say, you have faith. Can we say it in KJV, my sister? Thank you. Yeah, a man may say, thou hast faith, but and I have works. He said, show me thy faith without thy works. I shared at the earlier service. Father, we attest to this. Lighthouse, don't forget this, okay? The glory of money. Say money. You know, I told people when you want to take snap a picture, they say cheese. There's no much fun in cheese. I said, tell them to say money. when you say money, there is no way the countenance will not change. Praise God. So when they say cheese and people are not laughing, just say money. money. Can I tell you a secret? And you know, you can go and test this. The glory of money, is in not having it, is in using it. Are you here? I'm not saying don't have money, but you may not have too much glory. When people see what your money is doing for you, they won't be in doubt you have it. Because the glory of money is in using it. I refrain from saying spending it, because somebody may hit the road now. And say, you know what? Pastor said, roll it out. You won't go to hell. Praise God. But daddy, there's no way you won't have elevated opinion of somebody if you see what his money does. True or false? Yeah, we will recite. You think he's a small person before, but when you see, he didn't talk. You just see, they say he has this. You will recite. Give God a hand clap. Praise God. Now, the same thing with faith. We can't claim we carry faith without proofs attending to it. He said, yeah, a man say, I shared it earlier service. He said, you may overrate a person thinking he has money, not knowing he has used all of it. That what you are seeing is all of it. But, I mean, you overrate it because what you see shows that there is money. But you will have money. Praise God. I'm just sharing with us that when we use what we have, it decorates us. Praise God. Yea, man say, thou hast faith and I have works. Show me thy faith without works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Go to the next verse. Praise God. Thou believest that there is only one God. Thou doest well. But devils believe also. So it's like, you haven't done anything better. Go on. But without no vain man. But that when faith does not produce proof, it is dead. Your faith will work in Jesus' name. Faith is the currency of God's kingdom. Unlike the fluctuating currency of the world, it holds the same value in every place. The exchange rate of faith is the same all over the world. James chapter 1, verse 5. James chapter 1 verse 5. He said, if any of you lack faith, let him lack wisdom. Let him ask God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. He won't say, no, this is not good money. This is not convertible rate. No. He said he does not operate. My sister, let's say it in KJV, NIV. Excuse me. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously without finding faults. He won't say this one. No. I know. He won't. Hallelujah. If you have the currency, he said, and it will be given to you. Look at the next verse. The only condition is, but let him ask in faith. Can you see in KJV? Sorry, we are swapping between both of them. Is it that? Because we are looking for that word. He said, but let him ask in faith. He won't find fault with you. If we engage him with faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like the wave of the sea. Like the sea driven with the wind and it tossed. Next verse, verse 7. Let that man not think that he can get anything from the Lord. Did you see that? Is the currency of the kingdom holding the same value? Thank you, sweetheart. Holding the same value in every place. It doesn't matter who operates faith, it will deliver the same result. Number two. Number three. The first thing is that it's the currency of the kingdom. Number two, he holds the same value in every place. If God will not do something for somebody in Nigeria, if he comes to America and said the God in Nigeria is the one that didn't take that one, it's the same God, amen? He holds the same value in every place. Number three, it purchases all items at the same value. The same faith that Jesus used to raise Lazarus. He didn't say it's because that one is a dead man. So he needed more faith. You know what I'm saying? No. The same faith. What he used to feed 5,000 people is not different from what he used to heal blind Bartimaeus. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4. The scripture says there is one body and one spirit. Even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. One faith. One Lord. Say one faith. The same currency. Holding the same value. Purchasing the same all item at the same cost. I shared with you one day. I said, anything you have done, reflect on anything you have gained by faith. Is the same faith you will need to do the next one. Did I hear say that here? Yeah? Praise God. Just sat down. Just reflect. Whatever you have, including the salvation of your soul, the same thing that apply there. One faith, one baptism, one God, the Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and where? Including one faith. So when Jesus was talking about the smallness of the grain, was he talking about that we can do anything but with little faith? Don't answer yet. Surely Jesus was not talking about little faith there. Because in Matthew chapter 6, verse 30, he condemned little faith. Because there is no little faith. There is no big faith. There's how many faith? One faith. Don't forget that. Matthew chapter 6 verse 30. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye? So little faith has anxiety. And Jesus condemned it. Matthew chapter 8 verse 26. Little faith does not work. The disciples were in a voyage that was tumultuous. There was sea against them. The wind was contrary. So they woke Jesus up. We failed. We are about to die. And he said, why are you so what? Fearful. Oh ye of what? Of little faith. So he rebuked their faith. Little faith is fearful. I share with you every restlessness is a proof of faithlessness. You're unsure. No. The only reason why I know, we won't buy anything by loan, is because we live by faith, by God. Some of us will say, okay, I will watch how you see, but just make sure you don't close your eyes. And I think what my brother said, if you say it's our church, you will find it so. If you say it's their church, if you call it my church, there's no way I won't derive all the benefits. Praise God. Give God a hand clap. Say it's our Father's house. Don't put yourself out. Please, I'm begging you. Just trust that. Is God here? If God is there, then you'll find him there. And he said, why are you so fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he rebuked the wind and the sea, and there was a great calm. So we see here, Jesus cannot be talking about if you have little faith as a grain. Because little faith does not work. Matthew chapter 8, verse 28.